Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Coming to you from CJSF 90.1 FM on top of Burnaby Mountain, welcome to the Studio 6 live session. I'm Jamie Sesford, and today on the show, we're excited to have only a visitor. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks
so much for coming into one of our Studio 6 live sessions. It's really a treat to have you folks here with us. If you can maybe introduce yourselves and tell us what you do.
I'm Robin, and yeah, I'm found all these lovely people and put this together.
What do you play, Robin?
I play keyboard and I sing. I sing sometimes.
It's a great
thing. She writes all the songs.
I write the songs.
A great part of a visual medium that we're not used to up at CJSF is we can see what you do while you do.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
No one knows what you're playing.
I forgot as well. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
I'm Selena. I do backup vocals.
I'm Emma. I also do backup vocals.
I'm Jeff. I play bass.
Uh-oh.
And
I'm Kevin. I'm shouting into the overhead microphones. I play the drums.
Oh, can you talk a little bit before we get into the next set of songs? Because we're playing, you're playing a bunch of new music that you've released from Technicolor Education, your latest record. Can you maybe talk about how the group came together to form its current version?
Well, I started writing music for Four Voices initially, actually, as a way to stop writing for piano. I still write for keyboard too, but that's sort of how I got like more voices involved. And then, and that's how I found Jeff, and Kevin and I just knew each other from the music scene, going to shows. Yeah.
How'd you find us?
Actually, I didn't know any of you except for Kevin before the band started because I asked our friend Winston Minkler, a bass player, if he knew cool singers. And then
that was us.
There were a couple of cool singers who knew a cool bass player.
I think Winston knew Emma.
Technically,
and
it was
Emma,
me first.
Emma suggested me.
Right.
I'm not one of the cool singers.
Because my email was like, can you join my band? I don't know if I'll be able to pay you, but like, we'll go for pizza.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds great.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, they totally get it.
Pizza is a fantastic way to sell it.
Right?
So.
Yeah. Feeding us.
No. Yeah.
I don't think we've ever gone for pizza.
Yeah.
We always go for
pho.
Oh,
wow.
I can't believe you.
We always go for fun.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a good middle ground.
We still go for food. It's not nothing.
Awesome. Well, if you folks would like to, let's continue with some of the music.
Cool.
Could we actually get some of the backup vocals in our monitor, actually?
Bass is requesting a little bit of backup vocals in the monitor.
Sweet.
Get that back in there.
Okay. I didn't see my wife for 43 years. I didn't see my wife for 43 years. I didn't see my
I'm Through the night.
psych.
So that was the title track for the record, Technicolor Education. Let's talk a little bit about the record. It's a concept album of sorts, and it has a really, I guess, interesting story in terms of its development. Could you maybe talk a little bit about what inspired this record?
Basically, when my grandmother was moving out of her house. She's moving out of her house. And it's like the family home that everyone had lived there for, 30 plus years. We found like my great grandfather's head tag certificate, and it sort of led me along this path of just like rediscovering or acknowledging or exploring my mom's history and her family's history of moving to Canada. And so it kind of opened up all of this research that I did. Or opened up like a lot of inspiration to do some research. And so, this particular song, Technicolor Education, was actually about my mom's projection of what it would be like to live in North America, like before she moved here. Yeah.
And how was that received in terms of like the song itself throughout your family?
I feel like they think it's great. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's great. I feel like it's not, it doesn't seem to be, like, for them. Like, I feel like in a lot of ways this material is for everyone else because they already know, like, what I'm saying. They're like, yeah, we know. That was actually really interesting, realizing that. They're like, good for you. Oh, yeah, we know. Like,
You get it.
Well, and the thing that really struck me when I was doing this initial research was that, like, my mom's grandfather, who paid the head tax, he moved here in 1920. But then it wasn't until 1968 where the rest of the family moved over. So there was, like, 50 years, basically, of, like, separation. And so I was basically just being like, why? And so that's what led me down. That was actually the main instigator.
At what point did you decide that the best way, or maybe you have other ways that you would want to express this story, but at what point did you think that this would make for an appropriate record?
Oh.
Did you have a moment that where you're just kind of like, you know what, a great way to kind of honor this history or the story would be through music?
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context. So it's like a lot of the songs can be like extrapolated into like other contexts too. So, yeah.
Excellent. All right, well let's keep the music going. And we'll cool. We'll talk more about putting this record together when we come back.
Cool. This song is called Ghosts.
You know, we see ghosts, she told. Get to know you through your letters, through letters.